The playwright David Mamet's ninth feature film as a director is a labyrinthine conspiracy thriller in which a special ops commander, played by Val Kilmer, hunts for the kidnapped daughter of the President of the United States. Film critic David Edelstein has a review of the new film Spartan.
After September 11th, government officials reportedly sought out Hollywood screenwriters to brainstorm about potential terrorist scenarios. I don't know if David Mamet was among the writers consulted, but if he wasn't, it was an oversight. Mamet not only has the most deeply imagined paranoid worldview of any American artist, he'd make one amazing interrogator at some place like Guantanamo. I mean, Mamet plays head games with people he loves. Can you imagine what he'd do to the enemy? Actually, you don't have to imagine. There's an interrogation scene in Mamet's thriller Spartan. It's not especially long or graphic, at least by Mel Gibson standards, but the combined ferocity of a punch or a slap and Mamet's stabbing and repetitive dialogue is almost unbearable. The hook of Spartan is that the president's daughter is missing from her Harvard dorm, and it's a measure of Mamet's perversity that at no time in the movie does anyone use the word president. Someone, we never see who because a lot of linking expository scenes are pointedly left out, calls in Special Ops Commander Robert Scott, played by Val Kilmer. Scott is all manly stoicism, another Mamet hero who speaks with icy deliberation and clear strategic intent to obfuscate, to psych out, to gain the advantage. Training the novice, played by Derek Luke, he says, "It's all in the mind. That's where the battles are." As a film director, Mamet has perfected his mind games. He proved in the opening of his last film, Heist, that he can do taut and intricate action sequences, and he knows how to move the camera, which no longer freezes for every stilted exchange. Mamet has become a master of momentum, and the first two-thirds of Spartan are classic. It's mostly men, which is good because Mamet doesn't write that well for women, and mostly cold, hard men under pressure to move quickly and with no human niceties, which is better because Mamet doesn't write that well for humans. These men are operating in secret, too, which requires constant scamming, constant ruses. That's what Mamet does best and has the best time doing. Listen to this early scene. It's almost incantatory. Ed O'Neill plays the president's chief political operator, think Karl Rove, and he's quizzing an agent on the whereabouts of the first daughter. The last voice you hear will be Kilmer, who gives the scene its ominous punchline.
Where's the girl?
Sir, we believe she was abducted from this club, that she was taken to a bordello.
Here in Boston?
Yes, sir, and that...
Come on, let's hear it.
That she may have been delivered for sale, that she may have been sent down the pipeline and overseas.
To get to her father?
No, sir. We believe they don't know who she is, that they just took some girl.
She dyed her hair. They see that red hair. What do they do? Her hair grows out. When they see that red hair, somebody recognizes her. What do they do when they realize who they took?
They kill her.
Part of me thinks dialogue like that is so artificial, I keep waiting for the scenery to fall over. Another part finds it irresistible, especially in an artificial genre like espionage. The first hour of Spartan can make you sick with dread, like the first season of the TV series 24, and Kilmer deepens it. He can jab with the best Mamet mouthpieces, but something inside him sits moodily back, weighing his words with grim irony. I should add that this is a conversion melodrama. The hero will lose his robotic hardness and find his soul. But Spartan is hardly a Bogart-y kind of romance. You wait for the Mamet credo to kick in, and sure enough it does, with a vengeance. It's a universe of twists and double crosses and double double crosses and triple double half gainer backflip with a twist crosses. The winner would have to be a medalist in the Machiavellian Olympics with compromising photos of the Russian judge to boot. The last half hour of Spartan is still entertaining, but it's laughable. It's full of clunky plot turns, absurdly venal motivations, and a jolt of misogyny. Mamet regards the president's daughter with contempt for having dyed her hair blonde, which seems to have brought the whole bloodbath on. His is a sick and corrupt world, finally, in which few acts of decency go unpunished, and I find that just as phony and simple-minded as a world in which everyone lives happily ever after. Sometimes I wonder how Mamet gets out of bed, he's so paranoid, let alone cranks out two-thirds of a crackerjack thriller. Next time, he should leave out the cynical booby prize.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer this week is Roberta Shorrock. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. I'm Terry Gross.